I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're so grateful that you are here. We just want to give you some praise this morning. And as a matter of fact, our weekly winning word is praise. And I really love that word. You know, I think a lot of times it can be used in one of those word tones where maybe it doesn't sound as good depending on how you're praising, but people need to be praised, and you need to praise your efforts for whatever it is that you're doing and other people around you. And so we want to focus on that today. So I want to give a praise to you guys for supporting this show and for listening. And I also want to give a big praise to all of our business members of I've Decided, because without them, we would not even be able to bring you a show like today and do all of the awesome things that we do in our community to help people achieve their goals and dreams. So it's because of our business members that we have the ability to do that. So we are singing their praises today in the studio. And I'm singing the praises especially of our business member, Bushwhacker, because our I've Decided to Ride program starts this week. And actually today from 1 to 4 over at the garden, we have a free bike clinic where you can come on over and meet our guest in the studio today, Mr. Robert Wu. Hey, Robert.
Hello, Kim.
Thanks for being here with me today.
More than welcome.
I am so excited. I can't believe this is, I think this is like our fourth year to do the ride. It just every year goes faster and faster. But this year is our first time to do the bike clinic at our own building, the garden where dreams grow. And our program is designed for beginners. We want people to learn the joy of riding. That's what it's all about. You have an amazing story yourself. How long have you been riding?
I believe last count, I don't want to give my age away too much, but I think 35 years. So.
35 years.
Somewhere in there.
And work full-time in this business. You work full-time over Bushwhacker, right?
I've been full-time bike mechanic since probably 1990, somewhere in that time period.
So most of your life.
Most of my adult life has been dedicated to this activity, so yeah.
And so how awesome that we have an expert like Robert to help us with our biking program for beginners. We're going to take you from 0 to 20 miles, teach you everything that you need to know to learn the basics of biking and get out on our awesome trails, which we're going to talk about on the show today. But I know, Robert, you have such a cool story. I just want to share with our listeners today a little bit of your journey with riding, because I know back in the day you were like, pretty famous racer around here. So we have, you know.
Just famous in Peoria.
Famous in Peoria. Hey, if you're famous in Peoria, you're famous in my mind anyway. So why don't you tell the listeners a little about you and who you are and how you got to where you are today in the biking world?
Well, I'm still probably really the scared 17-year-old that worked in a bike shop that didn't exactly know how to talk to people at 17 years old, but my journey started young. I'm the youngest of 7 kids, lucky me. But I was always an active athlete, basketball, and primarily football and some track, and found myself my sophomore year in high school with really bad shoulder injury. And I was kind of a big kid, about 230. I'd like to say that all that was muscle, but not all of it. But so I found myself in, you know, the situation where a lot of the activities I could not do anymore. And the bike was always kind of there. And I understand my situation growing up. Not really poverty, but, you know, we got by. It was my father had passed away when I was like 12 years old. My mother didn't drive. I didn't have a car until I was 21. So a bicycle initially started out. Initially as that form of transportation, and it kind of it kind of grew from there, and it grew from I can't afford to take it somewhere, so I need to learn how to fix it. So back then, bikes were much simpler than they are now, of course, but so it evolved into that. It evolved into, well, I wanted to ride further than just getting around, and this fascination, this idea that I could go out, you know, and ride 25 miles or 30 miles from my house and ride back and see something different and see all the prairie land or whatever it was I wanted to see. It's still kind of, cycling for me is still about that adventure of what's out there, what's down that road, and can I go that far, and can I go, you know, can I do it in this amount of time? But sometimes, but really it's about just getting out.
Right. That's what you're doing more of today.
More of today, just trying to get people out and realize that we live in a area that really is great for cycling. You just need to overcome some of the fears and some of the ideologies that are out there. And the more of us that are out there, the better.
Yeah. Now, what, there used to be a race, a big race in Peoria many years ago. Is that what happened? Is that how you got involved in racing, or did you?
When my home shop at the time, my first shop that I worked at, was probably about 8 blocks from my house in the Heights. It was Vitesse Cycle Shop. And at that time, they still have a shop in Bloomington, actually in Normal, excuse me. But I worked for them for about 10 years. But initially it started as going to that shop and meeting those guys and gals that worked there. And, you know, they're like, hey, you know, you're, you know, I talked about being a little bit of a big kid, and through cycling, I went from about 230 pounds or so to about 185 going back my junior year in high school. And I don't think a lot of kids recognize me.
Yeah, so. Because I would say you definitely have more of a cyclist build today. You're tall,
well,
and thin.
I would say.
When you said you weighed over 200 pounds, I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm still a big boy, and I'm still about 180 pounds. So, but I am tall. But so, given that, I always being athletic, you know, these guys challenged me to go out for a ride, and they're like, you know, you have some ability that you should use. And I was like, nah, come on, whatever. So, you know, the more I rode with these guys, and then I got into the racing scene and participated for almost 10 years and got to a very high level and did quite a few national level races. And, you know, I like to say it was all great, but, you know, I pretty much learned what's the difference between, you know, the big boys and the, you know, the ones that aren't. But, you know, there's a lot of times towards the end of my career, we'd show up and there would be, you know, people that you would see on TV racing, you know, and
right.
I'm in that race with those guys, not like next to them, but I'm in that race
in
the same race with those guys. So,
and I think people have that vision a lot of times, because that's what we see on TV, right? You turn on the TV, you see these cyclists, and they're all like flying super fast right next to each other, like they're going to crash. And a lot of you get scared from that. We're going to talk a little bit more about the fear of riding, Robert, when we get back from this break. You guys stay with us. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. You are listening to our awesome guest today, one of our business members, Bushwhacker. Are you the mechanic there, the manager there, Robert? What's your actual role at Bushwhacker?
I'm actually, technically, I am service managing and the only professional bike fitter that we have, but I tend to wear many, many hats there as well. But, you know, I have a lot of great people that help me.
Yeah.
That make me look really good. So.
Oh, a little humble there, I think. But
oh,
that's okay.
True.
Always stay humble. Awesome. Well, we were having a conversation before our last break, and you were sharing a little bit about the race days. And you were mentioning you had the opportunity to ride with some pretty famous racers, and just any particular race that comes to memory?
I think there was a race up near Chicago called Wooddale one year. And many people may not know the name, but there was a gentleman that used to race. His name was Malcolm Elliott, and another gentleman named Roberto Gaggioli. He was an Italian, came to America to race. And in cycling, you get off the front, and it's called a breakaway. And I was young and maybe a little dumb, but my opportunity came to take what's called a flyer off the front, and I went right off the front early, and Roberto Gaggioli and Malcolm Elliott and a couple other pro riders go with me, and I'm like, oh, crap, what did I just do? I would love to say that we stayed away, you know, and I finished well with these guys, but that's not what happened. We got caught. But it's kind of amazing. You realize that, you know, they are human just like you, but they are that little bit that they're better is pretty far.
Right.
Now,
do you think that little bit that, do you think some of that's more of a, that just has a, some natural ability, or that they just spent that much time? Or time, any particular, or both, maybe a little bit.
I was at a point in my life where, you know, working a full-time job and riding 12 to 15 hours a week of training and competing, you know, you have to have some of that natural ability just to go that next step. It's more than just putting in the time and the miles and eating correctly. And it's probably something mental too. You know, you have to have that mental edge, but it does wear you out.
It's a lot. You know, it's kind of, I like to compare it a lot of times to training for a marathon. It takes a lot of hours. It's not the marathon. The marathon's a blast, but it's all the hours it takes to train for that. And you mentioned that you started getting a little burnt out in all of that training.
And I always did better when the weather was not so great when I was racing, because it was like me against the weather. So a lot of times when the weather was not so good, it was cold or rainy, I usually did really pretty well. But after about 9 or 10 years, you know, we're talking about all the time that's invested. Health insurance was a concern, you know, when you crash and you don't have that safety net of if you break something. And just the idea that, you know, I really wasn't having fun doing it anymore. And really started asking my questions. This is absorbing my life. It's a second job. And I really liked riding with people and helping people out. And, you know, the mechanical side, I've always tinkered with bikes, and I loved bikes. But I started to decide it was time to go a different avenue with that, because I just mentally, it's not my personality. I just couldn't go in and day out and be Mr. Joe competitor, and I want to, you know, leave you behind, you know, because that's just, in general, that's not my personality.
Right. You want to help people and you, like you said, you like working on the bikes.
And you know, there's nothing like taking somebody for a ride that doesn't think they can do, say, 25 or 30 miles, and you stick with them and they do, you know, and then like, that's very rewarding. It's, you know, it's, like I said, it's the adventure side of cycling. It still excites me.
Yeah. And again, we're singing praises today, because our weekly winning word, as we mentioned earlier, is praise. And hey, if you're not getting that weekly winning resource in your inbox every Sunday afternoon with your weekly winning word and your weekly winning quote and a little challenge for you each week so that you can stay on track and be successful in your goals and dreams, we want to get you signed up as a community member so you can start receiving those every Sunday. So check us out at ivedecided.org and get signed up. We'd love to have you. This is your invite to join us. But we are talking to one of our business members today, Robert Wu from over at Bushwhacker, and we have him in as our special guest, and we're singing the praises of our business members who help us put on events like our I Decided to Ride. And so we're especially singing their praise today because, Robert, you guys are a supporter of I Decided in this ride. And I think I remember when you first started talking about saying, hey, I think we'll do this, that was exactly what you said, because you wanted to help more. You want to see people get on their bikes. You want more people riding.
Yeah, whatever you do, you come to a point where whatever your passion is, that you definitely want to share it with other people. But with cycling, it's not like running. It's a little bit different. There's a lot of hangups. There's a lot of things for people to get over. But if you can, you know, kind of help them realize this is something you can do, you know, and generally they'll pick it up for life or whatever that they need.
Or leisurely, to be able to get out and get some activity going. You know, that's what I love about it. I come from a running background, and I just wanted something different, feeling a little bit burnt out with running. And so now I can decide, hey, do I want to go get on my bike and go for a 15-mile ride, or do I want to go for a run? And it's just nice to have those choices, because before, and we'll have a little bit of time to start touching base, but then when we come back from our break, I want to spend some good quality time going over some of the fears of biking, because I know for me personally, it was the fear of biking that was holding me back from doing it. And one of the things that you mentioned earlier was, you know, bikes are now, they have a lot more gears. There's a lot more technology, but with that comes the fear of all of those gears. So would you say that's one of the fears that people have to overcome?
That is one of the fears, is bikes have a lot of gears on them. But I think if you come into us or a shop that is willing to explain that to you and help you through that, it's one of those things that the more you use it, the more you become comfortable with it. But we do see that as a hang up. But a lot of companies are answering that fear with just making that a little bit easier mechanism to use, or eliminating parts of it. Like some bikes don't have front gears now. They're just geared on the rear. So it takes a little bit of that complication out that makes it more comfortable to use that bike. Brakes are better now than they have been in a long time. A lot of bikes will have disc brakes, just like your car. So you have good stopping power pretty much in any condition. Then the bike fitting is, and comfort is companies have kind of starting to figure out, you know, how to get not, when I started, it was more like you rode a road bike or mountain bikes are still kind of new back then, but you would ride a road bike because that's what you saw and you wanted to be a racer and you aspired to be a fast rider. And over the time, we've learned that that's not the general population. And in America, we have a lot to still learn from our European brothers and sisters about cycling.
Yeah, because a lot of us may not know this, but in other countries, cycling is a huge part of their transportation. So, hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. So stay with us. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so excited that you have been joining us this Sunday morning. We have our guest in the studio, Mr. Robert Wu from over at Bushwhacker. We want to just sing their praises a little bit. So thankful for all of our business members who are part of I've Decided. And this week, we're especially thankful for Bushwhacker because they help us greatly in our I've Decided to Ride program, which is a program designed for beginners. So it's designed for you. If you've been thinking about getting out an old bike that you haven't had out in a while, or learning a new adventure. Maybe you haven't been on a bike since you were a kid, and maybe you're a little afraid. I was. That's how I was 4 years ago. I hadn't been on a bike since I was a kid, and I was really just a little afraid. I didn't understand the rules. I didn't understand, you know, the bikes today with the bikes, you know, back in the day when I was a little kid, I had a bike with the handlebars and brakes on the pedals, and the bikes today don't have brakes on the pedals. They have brakes on the handlebars. So that made me a little nervous. And of course, just being afraid of being out on the road and the streets and the cars. And but we have got all that covered for you. In fact, today, this afternoon, over at our building, The Garden Where Dreams Grow, which is located at 1014 West Pioneer Parkway, today from 1 to 4, is a free bike clinic. There's no obligation. You don't have to do our riding program, but it's a great opportunity for you to bring your bikes in. If you've got an old bike you want to have looked at, if you want to ask some questions, we're going to have lots of experts. Robert's going to be there. Some of his staff from Bushwhacker's going to be there. And our coach, Heather Fitzanko. And one of the things that we do today at this bike clinic is we go over the rules and some guidelines, and we answer the questions, and we really help you overcome a lot of objections that you may have in looking into taking up riding or doing something fun, like learning how to ride from 0 miles to 20 miles. And on September 21st, we have our 20-mile ride that you'll do 10 weeks of training to build up to. So coming today to the clinic is just a first step away for you to get some questions answered and overcome some objections and just learn a little bit more about biking. So we want to invite you guys to come over and visit with us at The Garden and meet Robert. And so, Robert, before this last break, we were talking a little bit about some of the fears, and we landed talking about really just educating people, cyclists and drivers on the road, about biking. And you're pretty passionate about that. So how can we do it? How can we get more people to learn about biking and what the rules and regulations are?
Well, the first thing you really want to do is realize that no matter what any motorist tells you, you're allowed on that road. And unless you're on the interstate in Illinois, then you can't be. Now, having said that, if you're going to go out and ride, you might want to be a little selective of the roads that you take, or talk to someone that's experienced about the roads you take. You know, the nice thing about Peoria right now is you've got a lot of trail and a lot of paths that you can use that are pretty, for the most part, you're going to be away from a car. So if that car is kind of your hang up, you can kind of baby step to riding that trail a lot, to getting on the road. But you just always have to be selective on where you're riding, maybe, and think about, always be aware that you're not going to be seen. But make yourself very predictable is probably the best thing you can do, and always go with traffic. Those are probably, I think, the best rules you can have, is realize that, you know, you're supposed to be there, and be aware of where you're riding, and just be predictable when you ride. You know, stop at the stop signs and the stoplights. I don't always drive the speed limit. So we understand there's education on both sides as a cyclist and a motorist. I still drive, but I do ride a lot. But, you know, it's, everybody needs to understand that, you know, we're operating vehicles that, you know, you have rules to abide by, but you can also be injured.
Yeah. And so that's the cool thing, too, is when you are on a bike, what I have learned, and I'm pretty novice here, I've been doing the ride program along with everyone in the training and learning more about cycling. And every year I learn more and more. But as I've been biking more and more lately, what I've learned is that you feel more if you just I just follow every rule pretty much like I'm driving a car, like you said. It's like I act like I'm driving a car, treat the bike like it's almost a car, and I feel safer because people do see you then and they know what you're going to do.
And it's being predictable. And there are, you know, you may have your brush with bad motorists, but, you know, over the years, last maybe 10 years in particular, there's a lot of people that will wave you on, and they are looking out for you. So, I mean, there's a change coming. But I think you would run into those same people if you're on your bike or in your car.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as like on the bike too, if you have a properly working bike and fit bike, you're going to be a lot safer because of that. You're going to be able to maybe avoid an obstacle or something because the bike works well.
Yeah.
Or your weight is distributed correctly on the bike. And that's part of bike fit. It's not just always comfort. It's how the bike's going to perform. If your weight distribution is correct on a bike,
or if your tires are aired appropriately. One of the things I've learned is that my bike gets sluggish if the air isn't in the tires the way it should be.
Yeah. Just basic quick safety check on the bike we like to educate our customers that, you know, and check your inflation, just spin the wheel, make sure the brakes work and the brakes don't rub. That goes a long way, you know, to making sure that you don't want to go out on a ride and have an issue that's going to ruin your experience for that day.
Like a flat tire.
Flat tires are something that happens. You know, I always had a friend that said, if you don't get a flat tire, you're not riding.
Well, I've been lucky so far. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I pray every time I go out, I'm like, please, Lord, I've learned how to change in fact, you guys taught us how to change a flat tire, but I still don't know if I can do it.
Having said that, you know, compared to back in the day when I started and now, your flat tires for, say, last year, I think I did 4,700 miles or something on the road, and I think I had one flat. So the technology with tires is really good there if you're real conscious about watching your air pressure. Now, the thing about air pressure that a lot of people don't understand is you don't want to air it up to max pressure because that is kind of a rough ride. So, but if you just do simple things like keep your tire inflated and watch where you're riding and learn how to unweight the wheels of the bike, and you'll probably have less flats and less other problems on the bike. But mainly if you just kind of watch what you're riding through and keep the tires aired up, if you have a tube type tire, there's a lot of technology now where you don't have tubes and tires anymore on some of the bikes, on some of the high end bikes.
And you guys are going to be checking out people's bikes and showing, doing some free fittings and helping people kind of know what they need to do today at the bike clinic.
Yeah, you see too many people a lot of times with an improper saddle or seat position, or you see people really on the wrong size bike, because a lot of people have the mentality of that, you know, a mass merchant has a bike and that's like going to a size 10 shoe store.
Right. Doesn't work. Hey guys, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more with Robert in just a second. Well, we are back here in the studio with I've Decided Radio, and we are talking to Robert Wu of Bushwhacker. And while we were on our break, you know, I was just really thinking, and I have to say this, as we talk about our weekly winning word is praise, and you guys know how passionate I am about shopping local and about keeping the money in our community and supporting local businesses, and that's a big part of what I've Decided does. We have over 60 business members who are part of I've Decided, and I would say really all of them. Some of them are franchised businesses, but they're still owned by local people. And so all of them are business owners here in our community, and we're grateful for them. And I was just thinking, Robert, about someone who would buy a bike from Bushwhacker. I mean, where you could come in and actually talk to an expert. These people, these guys and women over at Bushwhacker are experts. You've been listening to Robert talk about his 30-something years of experience in riding. I see the sales people that are there, the same ones that have been there since you guys have been on board with us and longer. You come in, you have a great experience, you need your bike serviced, you have an expert there. I just think that's awesome, too. So definitely want to give shout out to you guys over at Bushwhacker, Robert, and the service that you're providing, not only for cyclists, there's a lot of sports that you guys provide for, but cycling being your passion for
right.
sure.
Right. That's really something I like to give back to as well. But yeah, you know, a lot of people, you come in and it is a business, but you know, you're supporting my knowledge base that I can go places and be educated to serve you better too as well. So, you know, there is a big fear amongst the industry that bike shops might disappear. So,
and we don't want that to happen. We want to keep you guys around, because it's nice to be able. You guys are right off the trail. You have a problem, you can tool right over there on your bike and go in and be well taken care of. You guys are today going to be over at the garden from 1 to 4, and what can somebody expect if they show up today for that free bike clinic? I know we're going to have some experts going over the rules of the road and, you know, the ABCs of biking, but you guys are going to be doing some special things too.
But what I'd like people to recognize is I'll have probably one of my staff members on a bike that properly fits him, and just kind of point out the key points of a properly fitting bike, because that and a properly functioning bike is really just the key to getting started and enjoying the sport of cycling. You know, I was telling you earlier the story about the flight back with the Shimano Tech Service when I was there, and on the flight back, the gentleman was asking me, you know, Shimano, are you a fisherman? I was like, no, I'm bicycle mechanic and this and that. And he was just like, I don't know how people can ride 25 or 30 miles. And short end of the story is, after talking to him on the flight, is his experience was he went and bought a department store bike that didn't fit him, that didn't work well, and so he gave it up. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, because it hurts your butt. we should talk about that, butt pain. That was... it didn't take me long to go get my cushiony
shorts. You're talking about fear, and I think sometimes subconsciously that is some people's fear, is the butt. You know, it's one of those things that if you're comfortable talking to me about, some of it is going to be expected. You kind of get used to it, but prolonged pain and like prolonged numbness, either male or female, in areas you don't want numb, is a big sign that something is not right. And there's a lot of tools that we have to kind of help you select the right saddle. We actually have a device that measures your sit bones now, not your Not your whole gluteus max.
It's the sit bones.
I always tell people, they look at me and say, you're a skinny guy. You're probably a real narrow saddle. I'm like, no, actually, my sit bones are extremely wide.
And if you go for a little ride, you'll learn what sit bones are, I promise.
And just simple things like making sure the saddle is leveled correctly. When I'm in that fit room with people, people are always astonished at the small changes I make a huge difference.
Well, when you have a good bike that fits, like this year, I just took my bike out a few weeks ago for the first ride. Haven't been on it since last summer. 15 miles I did in one day. And that's a lot of miles for me. And I was a little sore. My sit bones were sore, expected, because I hadn't been out on 15 miles. Now, granted, I'm pretty active and fit. But I think if you've got a good bike and you are relatively active and fit, going out for a 10 or 15 mile bike ride shouldn't be so painful that you're in misery.
And if one thing I always like to throw out to people is, there are padded shorts, padded briefs, but also don't get so wrapped up in the mileage part of it. Unfortunately, with cycling compared to some other sports, like with running, you can just go and within 40 minutes, you've got a great workout. Cycling takes a little bit more time, a little bit more pre-work, I guess, to get going. But if you only have 45 minutes to ride, there's a lot of times, like this morning, I had an hour to ride and I have a 7 mile loop. I go out and come back and I shower and I go to work. I get my ride in before work that way. But think of it as more as time, and realize, don't be afraid to talk about your discomforts if with someone, because there's a lot of things we can do to help you get on the bike, because there is no, like, if you're this tall, this is the bike you need, because there's factors such as your range of motion, your flexibility, your injuries, that's going to affect how you posture yourself on the bike.
And don't be afraid that if you haven't been on your bike, I just want to really emphasize that too, is that I've Decided to Ride is for beginners. We're going to take you from 0 to 20 miles over a 10-week period is the goal. And, it starts off really gentle and really easy. And really, it's just about learning and becoming comfortable with your bike and learning from people like Robert and making sure you got a good bike and a good fit. And you guys, you can service an old bike. They don't have to. If you've got a bike in your garage and it's got to be a bike that you want to ride more than 5 miles, but it can be serviced, right?
It can be serviced. And, we do a lot of reworks on a lot of these older bikes. But the big question I always ask is, are you willing to make sure it's safe and up to, a good A1 condition? But we go back to, are you comfortable on that bike? Because, you don't want to spend a couple $100 to revamp that old bike, or $100 that you were never comfortable on it anyway. And that money could probably be better spent towards something that fits your riding style or fits you better.
Yeah. And biking is a fun, fun, fun way of staying active. It just really is. It's like we call it the joy of riding, because you always light up, Robert, when you talk about riding. And I love the fact that you still, someone who's been biking, cyclist, and expert cyclist, I would say for sure, for over 30 years, and you go out this, for a 7 mile ride, and people think, well, 7 miles doesn't sound like a lot, but it is, and it's a good workout. Well, thanks for being on the show with us today. Our time is up. Thank you, Robert. You guys come over and see us at the garden today from 1 to 4. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?